This is Ron's update by Ron from the Lost Trail Runner podcast. As you know, I gave you a brief update of the 13.1, the Atlanta 13.1 that I ran on Sunday. It was basically a brief recording of the start line, background noise, and then when I finished the race. But today I would like to go over a brief rundown of the Galloway run, walk, run that I used during the race. I had originally planned to vary my gym boss run, walk intervals in order to test out the various lengths of running and walking, like 30 seconds walk, 30 seconds run, and so forth, up to running 2 minutes and walking 30 seconds. I started the race doing the 30-30 and immediately realized that it was too quick of an interval as far as running and walking, and it wasn't really comfortable as far as, you know, going with the flow of the crowd. So I very quickly switched over to run 2 minutes and walk 30 seconds and found that that really worked well during the race. So I stayed with the pattern of running 2 minutes and walking 30 seconds from about the half-mile mark all the way to the 12-mile mark of the race, at which time I switched over. Well, I didn't switch over. I turned my gym boss off and ran in from there, from the 12-mile mark to the finish, without doing any run-walk intervals. My overall pace for the race was a 10:25 pace, and as you know, I finished in 2:16:40 official time. And my last mile in the 10th, I was able to pick it up considerably compared to my average pace of 10:25. I probably averaged a little under 9:20 if you average it together. The last from 12 to 13 was a 9:23, and the last 10th was an 8:59. So I was able to pick it up and comfortably run in the last mile in the 10th, which is a considerable improvement over when I did the ING back in March, which I'll have to admit I was undertrained considerably for, but I also suffered after about 9 miles in that race. I did recover some, but at 9 miles, it's like I just lost energy and everything, and in this race, I did not do that. Now, I did take hammer gel starting about the fourth mile at the rest stop. I mean, not the rest stops, the water stations. I would get a cup of water and take a little hammer gel. I ended up using about 3 ounces for the whole race from mile four to the end. It worked out well. I had energy the whole race, felt good. And I'm looking forward to doing better at the Disney Half Marathon in January. This was like a training race for that race. So that's my update for now, and I'll give you another one shortly. See you around. Bye.